meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendents to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item three is changes in the meeting agenda. We have one change in the agenda this evening. That would be an additional item, item K1, approval of appointment of an interim assistant principal at Minnesaukee Elementary School. Turning to number four, community member recognition. I'd like to turn this over to Mrs. Pettisich.
Yes, this is our favorite part of the evening, or one of the favorite parts, and I'd like to introduce Jeffrey Carlson, our Assistant Superintendent for Business Services.
Thank you. For the past couple of years, we've taken on a lot of new initiatives in regard to emergency management. Thanks to Mr. Blau. One of the things that we started, too, was first aid training for our staff. Between CPR instruction, learning to use an excuse my voice, learning to use an AED, Narcan training, and then this past year, we started a program, we started teaching our staff in a program called Stop the Bleed for Emergency Bleeding Control. And this isn't just for in the event of some sort of attack on the schools. It could be a coworker. It could be a student. It could be somebody at home. It could be if you're out shopping and come across a situation. And you know, our view on it is the more the more of us that are able to deal with some sort of emergency medical situation, to bridge the gap between whatever happens and the arrival of emergency services personnel, the better for all of us. And two people in particular have done just about all of the training for us, and we have them here tonight. We just want to say thank you. The first is Dave Stern. He's the manager of the Setauket Fire District. And then we also have Colby Rowe, who is the, and I'm sorry, I had to write this down. The pre-hospital trauma education and outreach coordinator for Stony Brook Hospital also happens to be a paramedic for the Setauket Fire District. So we have certificates, and we'd also like you to ask you to come up. Mr. Connors and Mrs. Pettisich would like to give you certificates, and then I think Jen will want to take a picture.
Very special thank you to Dave Stern and Colby Rowe, and also in the audience is Dr. James Voswinkel, who has also been tremendously helpful to us in Stop the Bleed. So thanks to all of you.
I'd like to turn now to item five, which is our first public participation session. It can last up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Christine Jaccarino, if I'm pronouncing the name correctly, on sensitivity training? Okay.
Hello. I was here last spring, I'm sure you remember, when we had a little brouhaha at the high school. I just wanted to say that I just wanted to come back and revisit it, because they did do some things at the high school to try and smooth things over and make the kids feel a little more included. My daughter was included on a committee with Dr. Baum, and a lot of the kids who spoke that day were also on that committee. And I think it did help to make the rest of the year much more enjoyable for the kids and a little bit more pleasant for everybody. So, honestly, graduation and the whole prom and things were magical. I loved the whole thing. So, good job on that. But when I did speak, I did talk about how I thought that we should really have sensitivity training in general about the issue that had happened and other issues regarding that. So I just wanted to come back and just bring that up one more time to remind you that the committee that was placed, that was put together by Dr. Baum, was good. And as my daughter said, it was a way to make everybody like Dr. Baum better and make us all have a better year. So we got to have a fun day, and we got to decorate our hats, and it was all fine, but there's still a lot of racists in that building, Mom. So that's my daughter talking, of course, and she's a opinionated 18-year-old Colombian adopted kid in this very white neighborhood. So that being said, I've dealt with sensitivity and diversity in this neighborhood since my kids were in kindergarten, and I did a lot of things in Nessakeg for bully prevention and multicultural and sensitivity issues regarding that. Now, my two boys are in Julinas, and my daughter was in the high school. My daughter was extra sensitive, I think, but I have heard from other parents. I've seen Instagram pictures of kids around Nazi rallies and thinking that's a joke. There were Confederate flags at the school during Spirit Week last year, Confederate flag shirts. So just wanted to bring it up again. The kind of climate we have in our country right now, there's a lot of diversity, not diversity, there's a lot of divisions of things that are happening, and kind of what happened with us last year and what my daughter was talking about and the gown controversy with the LGBT community, all kind of, as the year went on, didn't it kind of reflect a lot of what's been going on in the world lately? So I thought it was important to bring that up again and say that things need to be a little bit more of a mission here. When we did bully prevention at Nessakeg, it wasn't an assembly and a magic show. We got a program. The teachers and parents were on board with the same program, and the kids really adopted that idea and those philosophies behind that program. So that's all, just a suggestion. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? Okay. Seeing none, I'd like to turn to reports. Our student representative report.
Okay, so starting yesterday, we had a parent-teacher conference, and then next week, it's sort of football, the Spirit Week for homecoming. So Spirit Week's next week, so Monday, we decided PJ Day, Tuesday is USA Day, Wednesday is Hawaiian Day, and then Thursday, that's Patriot Pride Day. So we have the sophomores, I think in green, the juniors in gold, and then the seniors are in white. And for Patriot Pride Day, it's basically just like a bunch of workshops that like go on with the school. I know a lot of the kids enjoy it. There's like dogs that come and that come with like the fire department. And then there's just a bunch of like programs that come from around the community. And then we have something that student government runs. It's called Battle of the Classes, and it's actually really fun. It's basically like field day, but it's acceptable for like 17-year-olds. So it's like run in the gym, and basically there's like tug of war. There's musical chairs, and then there's also something that we did last year. It's like Hungry Hungry Hippos. So you have like a scooter on your stomach. Go out with like a basket, and there's like a bunch of balls, and then you go out and you bring it in, and then you collect as many as possible. So it's like a really fun event that we run. And then Friday we have Pep Rally, and that was I know we've had it in the past, but we rebrought it last year, and it's basically when all the sports come out and they introduce themselves. You have the cheerleaders, and they have a performance. And then Saturday we have homecoming, and then we have the carnival at first, so that's from 11:15 till 1:15, and then at 2 we have the homecoming game. That's against some CGMs. That's basically it.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
I would just like to, excellent point, Patriot Pride Day, if you the students go on Naviance, the list of workshops and events for the children to take part in is quite impressive and incredible, and a really terrific opportunity for them to take part in many different educational and fun experiences, and as well come to the homecoming game. It is $2 or $3, right, to get in to the game? So come root on our boys. Thank you.
This evening we're going to have a presentation on our robotics program in the Three Village District. Mr. Scanlon.
Thank you very much. I'd just like to take 1 second because I noticed that Colby's kids and his wife came in and want to tell you guys how proud we are that your dad has worked with us. So you should be very proud of him.
Yeah.
You should hear the applause for your father. Cheryl's making us do the Hungry Hungry Hippo thing at the Patriot Pride Day next week. The cabinet has to be Jeff and Gary throw me, I grab the balls and run back. That's all that stuff. So we're very pleased tonight that we have a presentation on one of the initiatives in the district on robotics. And I have the pleasure of introducing our coordinating chairperson for secondary art and technology, Jen Trettner. But with her this evening is also John Williams, the lead tech teacher for the district, and Mark Suser and Steve Rogers, two of our technology teachers. So a great group of people. So I'm going to turn it over to Jen.
Good evening. Actually, I left it up to the technology teachers to do the presentation tonight since they're the experts in the field. Last year was our first year having the robotics class at the high school, and they did an amazing job. They came in, I believe, first place as the rookie team for first robotics, so that was quite an accomplishment. I'd like to turn it over to the teachers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Steve Rogers. I have my colleagues, John Williams and Mark Suser here, and we have several of our students that are from our robotics class. We are the Ward Melville Iron Patriots. I'm not the youngest person in the room, but I know as we know robots, this is what I imagined from just a few short years ago. If you guys can remember, way back when, right? Star Wars, and then finally the Terminator. I mean, today this is a little different. Today we look at robots and things are completely different. Just today my students were researching the 21 job opportunities where robots are actually going to be taking over for humans in the workplace. And it's amazing, everything going from the automotive industry to a chef, a pastry chef, is now going to be run by robotics. And it's not saying that they're going to be replacing our workforce, but our workforce now has to retool to train to be able to run the robots and program the robots. Well, Ward Melville started this robotics program really about 2005 as an extracurricular club, and we joined a competition called BotBall. BotBall is an educational program that focuses on engineering and team orientation and involves a lot of problem-solving skills. It's actually very complex. In 2014 and 2015, Ward Melville brought home the regional BotBall championship. As a class right now, Ward Melville offers a 1-credit full year honors class in robotics. We have students now that are using our VEX robotics kits that are, and they build smaller robots, and the problems that they get served on vary in complexity. We start off very simple. Just today, they were doing basketball drills, where the robot has to travel from one line to another, and it has to do it quite elegantly, is the way I was describing it. When the kids first put the robot on the field, they have it at full speed. The robot has no control on it, and I have to try and get them to slow it down, make the robot do exactly what you want it to do, make it go in straight lines, and it's way harder than it sounds. Our students also participated for the first time last year in a first robotics competition. And we also have the competition at the end of the year that wraps up the class, ran something like this. And again, this is the first time we did it. Very short video, where my students were asked to pick up ping pong balls and deposit them in a very high target. It sounds easy to pick up a ping pong ball until you ask a robot to actually do it. Now, these robots are being run with a remote control. The students totally built this completely from scratch. They had 6 weeks to do it. And what the robot's going to do is going to pick up the balls. The robot is now going to take the balls. It's going to travel with a conveyor belt to the back. And then it's going to wind up getting to the top target. And they were scoring points like this. It takes a few seconds. The balls are being dropped up top. And they score the points. And depending on how many balls they got up in the targets, depends on how, you know, what their placement was. And it was a very fun way and an educational way of ending the school year in the robotics class. Now, we also joined FIRST Robotics. If you don't know anything about FIRST Robotics, it's a football game on steroids. We filled Hofstra University with 55 teams, and there were thousands of people in Hofstra University. And this just shows a very brief video of what the FIRST Robotics is all about. I don't know why we don't have volume. Anyway, it's a STEM program, math, science, engineering, technology, and it's just, the video is just basically showing what the field looks like. It's 55 feet long, 25 feet wide. Teams from all over the world were in Hofstra University, basically mostly Long Island, but some teams from Venezuela and Brazil were there. A lot of fun. It's 6 weeks of unbelievable robot technology. We get introduced to the program in January. They describe what our challenge is. They give us 6 weeks to build. 6 weeks, we now have to take the robot completely from scratch, build it, program it, learn how to drive it. Not as easy as it sounds. Okay, 55 teams from Long Island were meeting at Hofstra University. Some teams had over 20 years experience. That's how long this has been going on. We had 6 weeks to build the robot, and Ward Melville placed 13 out of 55 teams, and we came home with the highest rookie seed award, meaning we had more points than any other rookie team there. And this is a video of Ward Melville actually playing in the game. This is Hofstra University. And I wish we had sound, but... I'm sorry?
The robot is the blue robot. That's the yours is twirling around the circle right now. It's autonomous while it was twirling around. It had to go past the line and be autonomous for 30 seconds before humans were able to control it.
And what we had to do was we first had to pick up these yellow gears. You'll see one of them in a second. And we had to pick up the gears, deposit them in a certain area. The gears had to be placed on top to have the propellers to rotate. And then at the very end, the robot actually had to lift itself. It's 150 pounds, 6 feet in the air, and suspend itself. And that alone is quite the accomplishment. So this video goes for a few seconds. I'm going to stop at this point. And what I'd like to do at this point is I'd like to introduce some of the members from our class and our team. These are some of our students. This is the robot that we built. And they're going to demonstrate it driving around a little bit. And then I'd like to have board member, Mr. Scanlon. Okay, take a handle at driving the robot.
Also, prior to this, they're engaged during the year, learning how to manufacture the parts, learn about the electrical components of the machine, and also there's a whole aspect of them on the business end of it. There's groups of students who are involved in the fundraising for the team, the production of the t-shirts for the team. So there's a lot of different aspects that go into the robotics competition. And also in class, they have, when they're taking the classes, they can get some of the expertise on the smaller robots and then apply some of that knowledge onto the larger build here. So we're trying to engage the kids and get them to participate not only in the class, but then join the robotics team.
Scanlon, you want to take a shot at driving a robot?
I remember doing
No, Kevin, come on. You can do that. Come on.
Come on, Kevin. Go for it.
Okay, we tuned it up just for you, Mrs. Show him how to operate this. It drives like a tank.
Oh, that's even better.
Watch it, Kevin.
Now imagine we're on a field 55 feet long, 25 feet wide, and we have 8 different robots on the field all at the same time, all competing for the same points that we have to try and grab. It becomes a little chaotic. It's a lot of fun. The noise is unbearable in Hofstra University with everybody screaming and yelling. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. We really appreciate you allowing us to show off the robot. Great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, this is really very inspiring. Thank you.
I know what your motives are. Your idea. You go. No. Go ahead. You do it.
Thank you for a wonderful presentation and most especially for your dedication and expertise.
We'd like to ask the students if I could, this is Mr. Kornreich's idea and I totally agree with him, what your particular interests might be within the robotics area? The other two students, right?
Program this to do one task, it'll do it on the computer, but
Super. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good idea. Good idea. Good.
Thank you all.
Turning to item 7, items for board discussion. Are there any items that we need to discuss this evening? Okay, turning to item 8, items for board action, the Board of Education goals for 2017-18. These are the goals that we have for 2017-18. They're centered on student achievement and engagement, safety and security, budget development, community engagement. They've been updated. The goals have been updated for the 2017-18. Yeah, I think they're excellent in each of the 4 categories. What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah, excellent. Any other comment? Can we approve these? Can I have a motion to approve these goals, please? Angelique, and second, Mrs. Gish. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to D, the acceptance of donations. Mr. Carlson?
Thank you. We have several donations tonight. The first is actually 4 separate checks totaling a little over $12,000 from the Setauket PTA to be used for several things. One is the refurbishment of the school sign above the main entrance. That's $550. $3,500 is to be used for each special area teacher for classroom materials. a little over $4,500 to use to make improvements to one of the courtyards, and $3,500 to be used for cultural arts programs for the STEM program. And then we also have a saxophone and trombone donated by the Davenport family to Ward Mobile High School.
Okay. Dr. Kerman, second, Ms. Golia. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to E, the establishment of the 2017-18 tax levy.
The recommendation here is to set the tax levy as at the same amount as what we projected in our all of our budget materials, and that is an increase of 3.40%, which complies with the tax cap.
Okay, may I have a motion, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Anybody? Mr. Kornreich? Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to F, the declaration of surplus equipment.
We have a variety of equipment from Mount Elementary School that's all in unusable condition, some scaffolding from the Murphy Junior High School main office that is unusable, and then as a result of our upgraded phone system, we have some of the components of our old phone system to be disposed of.
A motion on this, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to G, the approval of contract with an outside service provider for special education tutoring services. Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to H, the approval of agreement with Research Foundation for SUNY. Mr. Carlson, if you
this is for this. The weather station. The Research Foundation for SUNY is a joint venture of the State University of New York and the New York State Office of Emergency Management to establish a statewide weather network, and they would like to put a one of the stations here at no cost to us, and our students would be a lot of the information, a lot of the data collected would be available for our students and our science classes to use in their curriculum.
Very good. Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. turning to I, the appointment of election workers for the annual M.S. Clark Library budget vote this evening. That's why our district clerk is not with us this evening. She's working on the election over at the library. And thank you very much, Mina, for subbing this evening. It's a long day for you, I know, but thank you very much and so forth. May I have a motion, please, on this? Mr. Cornwright, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to J, the revision of the 2017-18 appointment of impartial hearing officers.
This is just a revision of the list that we've already submitted, just additional impartial hearing officers for the district.
Okay. Motion on that, please. Mr. Cornwright, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to K, the revision of appointments to the Committee on Special Education for 2017-18. Mr. Cornwright, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to the added item K1, the approval of appointment of interim assistant principal at Minnesota Elementary School, Dr. Kerman. Second, Ms. Regalia. All in favor? Was it Deanna? I'm sorry, Deanna. Motion passes. Okay. Turning now to personnel matters instructional. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Cornwright. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Gary, anything? Okay. Then turning to personnel matters non-instructional. May I have a motion on that, please, too? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Bablinka. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Gary, anything? Okay. Turning to M, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education and Subcommittee and Accommodation 504 plan meetings for the dates stated. May I have a motion on that, please? Ms. Regalia, second. Ms. Bablinka, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to N, the recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion for that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Cornwright, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item 9, informational items of interest. Are there any items that we'd
Can
like
I
to?
Just want
yes.
To mention something.
I attended the SEPTA meeting on Monday, and just in case people don't know what that is, it's the Special Education PTA. It's a wonderful organization. They do a lot of really great things, and they're very supportive of all the classes, not just the special ed classes. They're also supportive of the gen ed. So I would urge people, if you haven't already, to join SEPTA. I just wanted to highlight for you a program that they talked about on Monday, which is the community-based vocational training program that is at Ward Melville High School. And what it is students who, special needs students, who need work experience. It's to give them some work experience, get them out doing something, working in a store, working in an office, or anything of that nature. They go with a vocational coordinator who helps to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. It gives them an opportunity, a work experience. And I want to mention it just in case anyone has a business that could use someone for a few hours a week. It's, I think they go for 2 hours a week. And they can do copying, they do shredding, they do, you know, whatever is appropriate for them at their skills level. But it gives them the opportunity to be out there in the community working. And they love it. And the businesses love it. So it's just something I wanted to bring up in case anybody has a business and would be interested in something like this. This is, it's out there, and you can go to the SEPTA website, and the information's on there.
And you can also pay your $11 membership right
online. Online, yes. So.
I just want to say one thing about another great organization, and that's the Music Boosters. October 12th at Murphy at 7 p.m. is their first meeting, so we encourage all parents to attend if they would like to get involved in volunteering.
Thank you for bringing up those both issues. And Mrs. Gish, thank you for the CBVT program. That has been in existence in the district for a very long time and has really helped so many students with special needs. So I thank you for your support.
Thank you. Good. Thank you. Anyone else? I'd like to turn now to our second public participation session. As I said previously, this can last up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, do I have a motion for adjournment, please? Mr. Cornwright, second. Mrs. Gish. Good evening, everyone.